Picture waking up on your first day of retirement. No alarm clock, no meetings, just time. Sounds perfect, right? Yet for many who reach this milestone, something feels off. The numbers add up. You've saved enough, run the calculations, applied the 4% rule, but suddenly you're wondering, now what? Retirement isn't a math problem waiting to be solved. It's a substantial life phase that might span 3 decades, raising questions that no financial calculator can answer. What makes a day meaningful when work no longer structures your hours? How do you maintain identity when your career badge no longer defines you? These aren't minor details to figure out later. They're the very essence of what makes retirement either deeply fulfilling or surprisingly hollow. Leisure only feels special through contrast. Your favorite vacation was magical partly because it meant escaping deadlines. When every day becomes Saturday, satisfaction diminishes. Research shows forced retirement takes years to recover from emotionally. For those who enjoyed their work, retirement means losing status and the serotonin reward from accomplishment. Rather than stopping work entirely, consider retirement as gaining control over your schedule. The sweet spot is continuing work that incorporates enjoyable aspects while setting firm boundaries, maintaining purpose without sacrificing freedom. Money doesn't create happiness. It's fuel for fulfilling activities. The best retirement investments aren't in index funds, but in relationships and health. Physical fitness requires consistent investment now to enable desired activities later. For relationships, maintain friendships and live in environments facilitating social interaction. By their 80s, apartment dwellers often report greater happiness than house dwellers, largely due to reduced isolation. Retirement preparation orchestrates a life transition, not just asset accumulation. Starting 5 years out, track every dollar spent for at least a year to establish your baseline reality. Anticipate shifting spending patterns. Healthcare costs might increase 5 to 6% annually, while housing costs could decrease through downsizing. Contemplating relocation? Visit potential areas multiple times and imagine daily life there. Can you get reliable internet? Are there activities you genuinely enjoy nearby? Don't underestimate leaving established social networks. Purpose often develops organically rather than through exhaustive planning. One couple started Freedom for Fido after seeing a TV show about chained dogs building 100 fences with 200 volunteers. 3 years before retirement, get granular with tax planning. Consider Roth conversions before required minimum distributions begin. 2 years out, take a mini-retirement vacation to your planned location and discuss he time, she time, and we time with your partner. 1 year before, build a cash reserve covering 2 to 3 years' expenses. This cushion eases the surprisingly difficult psychological transition from saving to spending. Genetics accounts for only 30% of longevity. The remaining 70% comes from lifestyle choices. Among these, social relationships and happiness are powerful predictors of a long life, rivaling even income except in extreme poverty. Our social networks naturally shrink with age, and this benefits us. Older adults deliberately prune peripheral relationships while maintaining emotionally significant ones. The ideal inner circle contains 3 or 4 close relationships. Having fewer puts you at risk. Introversion doesn't doom you to unhappiness. Introverts simply draw energy differently, becoming drained rather than energized by social interaction. Complete isolation is problematic, but introversion itself isn't. Diversification proves key for retirement satisfaction. Engaging in varied activities promotes better health and cognitive fitness. Always seek to learn something new, whether joining a book club, learning an instrument, or planning travel. For mental health, exercise can be as effective as behavioral therapy for depression, while even 6 minutes of birdsong can reduce anxiety. Social Security provides guaranteed inflation-adjusted lifetime income. Timing dramatically impacts benefits. Claiming at 62 permanently reduces payments, while waiting until full retirement age, 66 to 67, provides full benefits. delaying to 70 earns an additional 8% annually, potentially increasing benefits by 24% for someone with a full retirement age of 67. Early claiming at 62 makes sense in three situations: poor health with shortened life expectancy, immediate financial need, or for the lower-earning spouse when the higher earner delays. For married couples, strategic planning maximizes survivor benefits, which are based on what the deceased spouse was collecting. Some investors claim early to invest those funds, hoping to outperform the guaranteed 8% annual increase from delaying. However, break-even analysis shows that those living beyond age 78, below average life expectancy, receive more lifetime benefits by delaying. For married couples with different ages and earnings, a split strategy often works best. The older, higher-earning spouse delays until 70 to maximize their benefit, while the younger, lower-earning spouse claims earlier. This brings income into the household while ensuring maximum survivor benefits later. When one spouse dies, the survivor keeps only the larger benefit, potentially reducing household income by 33%. Conventional wisdom assumes constant inflation-adjusted spending throughout retirement. Reality reveals the retirement smile. Most retirees' spending declines through their 70s and 80s, even among wealthy households. Around ages 90 to 95, spending may rise due to healthcare costs, creating the smile pattern. This decline means savings stretch further than traditional models suggest. Guaranteed income covering essential expenses proves crucial for younger retirees wanting to maximize lifestyle while managing market risks. After maximizing Social Security, annuities provide additional guaranteed lifetime income, with behavioral benefits that may exceed economic ones by eliminating portfolio management stress. The 4% rule offers a starting point, but withdrawal planning should adapt to individual circumstances. Traditional models unrealistically assume retirees never adjust spending based on market performance. Incorporating flexibility can increase safe initial withdrawal rates to 5 to 6%. Flexible strategies like the guardrails approach allow withdrawals to vary with investment performance within established boundaries, typically supporting 5.3% initial rates versus 3.8% for inflexible plans. We can spend our entire lives saving without learning to spend meaningfully. Retirees often worry more about money than anyone else, even those with millions, because how you feel about money isn't correlated with how much you have. The question isn't whether you have enough, it's whether you're using what you have to create the life you actually want. Create a worry-free number, a spending threshold below which you don't worry about expenses. As we earn more, we often forget to adjust this number upward from our 20s. For bigger goals, try a 5-year bucket list exercise. Write down what would make life rich and meaningful, not mundane activities, but aspirational goals. Calculate costs, set target dates, and commit to making these experiences happen. Understanding your retirement income style guides better decisions. Some prefer safety-first approaches with contractual protections. Others embrace probability-based strategies, comfortable with market risk. Still others want time segmentation, dividing assets into different time horizons. There's no universal right answer, only what aligns with your values. Today is your best day for health and relationships. Acknowledging our limited time motivates us to use money purposefully. Challenge the excuse of saving endlessly for healthcare costs or passing money to children. Your legacy isn't just what you leave behind, it's how fully you lived.